Japanese fiction writer Haruki Murakami has had 9 of his books published in the United States. His latest novel is titled Kafka on the Shore. Alan Chews has a review.
Kafka on the Shore? I suppose it might seem equally as suggestive and mysterious to Japanese readers if they picked up a novel by an American writer titled something like Lady Murasaki of the Loop or Genji on the Hudson. I think with the work of Murakami, we're witnessing cultural globalization to an extent we've never before imagined. The plot certainly suggests it. It's an engrossing two-pronged quest about a 15-year-old boy named Kafka Tomura and an old illiterate man named Nakata, who after a wartime accident as a child acquires the ability to speak to animals and call down rainstorms of fish and other creatures from a clear blue sky. Kafka Tomura is a Huck Finn-like runaway, leaving his father's house in Tokyo and heading toward the provinces in search of his destiny. And the idiot savant Nakata, also on the run, serves as a Japanese Jim who makes good omelets and converses with cats. In another radical global touch, the novel introduces an Oedipal curse that Tomura's father puts on him, that he will murder the father and have sex with both his long-lost mother and sister. And the possibility arises that a middle-aged songwriter turned provincial librarian may in fact be his mom. Reading Murakami, clearly a world-class entertainer with a mysterious metaphysical bent, is a striking experience in expanding one's consciousness, of which the act of reading itself is a part. Kafka Tomura holes up in a library for a while, on the run from his destiny and at the same time moving toward it. He sinks down onto a sofa and picks up a book. Slowly, like a movie fade-out, the real world evaporates, he says. I'm alone inside the world of the story, my favorite feeling in the world. When I'm reading a Murakami novel, mine too.
The book is Kafka on the Shore by Haruki Murakami, translated by Philip Gabriel. Our reviewer Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.